Whenever I'm asked to speak, I am guided by the Gemara. The Gemara says, Brochus, Hochsim, the Volk, Asandit, Hillel. We must start with the honor of the Asandit. The Asandit, Rabbi Mordechai, he looks after me so much. He's helping me in my position, my problems, very, very much indeed. I can make a whole list of things that he's helping me, including to make a minion in my house, because I cannot go on a Shabbos afternoon to shul. I haven't got to Metapel. The Metapel is not there, Shabbos. But anyway, so he's helping me so much, and I'm very, very grateful. Very grateful for him. And I called him Rabban Shel Kol HaOlam. Rabban Shel Kol HaOlam, Mamesh Shel Kol HaOlam in China, in Russia, I weiß. If somebody, I didn't go to the North School, I'm sure he can learn dort noch a share of Torah of the Tafyoimi. It's unbelievable. There'd never been before such a kind of the fear that Kol HaOlam. There'd never been before that. And also, everybody knows that the Tafyoimi is very, very difficult to learn a Tafyoimi, a one cycle. Every single day, it's not going to be so much ahead, it's ahead. We must learn the Taf. How often we must get the Taf learned. Also, the Gemara says that one should force the Volk, that one should start also with a little bit of a little bit of humor. The Rashi, in order, I think it's in the Shabbos, in order to the Torah is a leaf. So I start with the lips of the Husa. There was a very, very wealthy Texan billionaire who had some silver, and he offered anyone who can swim across the lake in his in his ranch, who can swim there is going to get a very big prize, very big prize. So many people applied for it, and many people came to that lake. To the great disgust, they found out that the lake was full of crocodiles. So nobody would dare to jump in there. Suddenly, a hyena that jumps in there, and with great Nisibin flaws, he reached the other side. So the billionaire said to him, now I'm going to give you my prize. I don't want it. I'm going to give you a small house. I don't want it. So what do you want? I want to know who pushed me in. Our Rabbi Shel Kol HaOlam. He pushed me in here, that I should say some little literature. I see that that's another thing. The Gemara also says, but should be kitzur. That's also important. Now, the main point I want to discuss is this. Why is it that there's such a great emphasis that we should learn the whole Shas? Why don't we do it like the doctors do? Well, my son is a doctor, a professor, one of my sons. They have got a specialist in Yonin. He is a specialist for this, he is a specialist for that, but he have got to be a specialist for the whole Shas. Why is that? Why can't we give some specialists? Yidden should learn the Shabbos, the Moshe Shabbos, adesso the etc. So why don't we make it also specialist Indian? But it must be called why is it? And secondly, why is it that it says to go to see the mountain. I've got a metabolist. Metabolist is here. He comes from Nepal. he lives next to the Mount Everest. Oh, if I'm too stuck to see the Mount Everest, I would understand. But if one comes to see the Har Sinai, something more, it's not a high mountain. It's not one of the highest mountains. No. So what's the Meister doing here? Why don't we go, if you would have gone to Har Sinai and he wouldn't have given us a Torah, the Daniel, what's the plan? What's the plan today? In London, I had a little relationship with Dinah Babsi, she had something to go from. Dinah Babsi was the greatest school in England. And Dinah Bramsky was once summoned to be a witness in the Deutsche court. And the Deutsche judge asked him, what is your work? So he said, I'm the greatest authority on Jewish law in England. Afterwards, the judge spoke to Dinah Bramsky. I always thought that Yidden are Anovim. How you're so proud of yourself. So he said, I had to say I was under oath. I was under oath. So I had to say it. Dinah Bramsky, he says a beautiful chant. In this a beautiful chant. And he says, there is a hakira. Is that Eden will always have to ask a nice child, and we know that in modern age, always new childs arise. And every day, practically, new childs arise. Now, who has got the truth to decide about the who has got the right? It is the pshat only those who know the whole shas, or is it the pshat that those people who do know the shas cannot decide unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a simon, you know, confirms this psalm, this nisim, I give you Gemara in Kana Shalach Noor is given a correct between Rabbeleza and Chachumim, about the Talmud. And Rabbeleza brought nisim with flaws, that the walls of the Beis HaMikdash became like the Tower of Pisa, as the case came down, like that. And as a listening, and until eventually a bus call came from heaven and said, Rabbeleza is right. But the Chachamim said, no. The Torah says, Achre Rabin Latos. We don't listen even to a bus call. So what does it show you? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us a direct permission that we can decide the Psak Halacha all by ourselves. Even, and never mind what Nisim, never mind what the Pascal says, we go according to what the Torah has given us the truth. The Torah has given us the truth to completely decide all by ourselves. We don't need any confirmations. And that is the pshat here. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have given Lonu to us unconditionally, to us as a Torah, he would have only kavonet Nehar Sinai, and he wouldn't have given the Torah Lonu to us, but we would have had to get confirmation with Bilaman Melmanadelo, then Danielo would have been enough. That alone would have been enough. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu wouldn't have given us the Torah loan. But he gave it to us. He was very generous. He gave the Torah to us, provided, of course, that we know how to use it. How to use it to make the psak. To make the psak, one must know the whole shas. To make a psak is not possible if you are a specialist in that shayla. That is not enough. Because the Torah, as everybody knows in this Torah, everybody knows that the Torah is one unit. We have learned the Nukas, and so the whole shas is connected, and therefore one cannot decide just if one is a specialist in Erev Shabbos, for example. Because Erev Shabbos is connected with other Yonim as well. And if we would have given Lonu to unconditionally, without any shekels, there's a Torah, Daniel would have also been enough. But he gave it to us in a better, he gave it to us completely. Provided we do learn the whole shas. And that answers why we have got to learn the whole shas. Because without learning the whole shas, one cannot make any psak alone. If one wants to learn the whole shas, one must, if one wants to make to ask a naya halacha, that is one has to learn the whole shas. That is the end. There's a tojo, the Kufa, the Hanil, therefore, that is my shot. I don't know whether you agree to it, because it says, Elvum Shelem Shir, Apeel, Abikur, Arayim, and all that. And Talmud Torah is Keneget Kulam. I love that it may be that it's the Arayim is the demon. The Talmud Torah must emphasize all the other mitzvahs. Otherwise, the Talmud Torah is not enough to be able to make a new psak. That's the reason that we have to have the Daf Yomi. That's why we have to have Daf Yomi. I would like to finish off with Borucha. I want our Rabban Shekol HaOlam to be Matzliach weiter, and all of you, of course, you have all should be in this. Ihr seid der Keule des Buches, man kennt gerne von der Keule die ganze Welt. Ihr sollt Matzliach sein weiter, ihr werdet Matzliach sein weiter. Und I'd like to know, to be able to tell you, Smach Bucho Benyan de Sebo. Das ist ein Pusuk in Kohelis. Smach Bucho Benyan de Sebo. That means if a person learns, he's always a bogle, he's always a young person. But if a person stops learning, then he's old, even if he's young, he's an old man. So let us respond to the Bönschlerum that our toilet here should be in that respect, like a bogle, like young people. We should always keep on to be young people, and we should have Bibrios, and we should carry on making more and more cycles, that we should become experts not only in one subject, but expert in the whole Schatz. The whole Schatz, Pierre Sartorel, we should have only good news to do this.